You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. Our next story about moving forward is about the commercial space industry. After two recent high-profile accidents, the crash of Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2, which killed the pilot and injured the co-pilot, and the explosion of Orbital Sciences' Antares rocket, we invited Mike Gold to come on the show. He's the chairman of the FAA's Commercial Space Transportation Advisory Committee. He also works with Bigelow Aerospace as the director of DC operations. It's a space startup planning to launch their own space station in the future. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you.
I wonder what you were thinking when you saw that Virgin Galactic accident.
Well, the first thing you think about are the people and the families that were affected. And that, of course, is a terrible tragedy. But what we were also thinking is that this is inevitable. This was going to happen. Unfortunately, space is difficult, and risk and loss is part of the activity.
I have a hard time believing that the Virgin Galactic incident and Antares didn't have some impact on the business model of the various companies doing this. Didn't you guys sit back and say, whoa?
Well, I don't think anyone sees these failures and says, well, that's a great thing. You know, I can certainly assure you it wasn't beneficial. But what was extraordinary to us is the success, the amazing consecutive successes that the Falcon 9 and the Antares had had up to this point, not that there was a failure. So if anything, the performance of, you know, particularly the SpaceX systems have exceeded our expectations.
What happens on an operational and business level when something like this happens?
Even with well-established rockets, failures still occur. So the best solution that you have is to move forward with multiple entities. It's common sense. Whether you're building a apartment complex or a hotel terrestrially or building a space station, good contracting practices are just as valid in space as they are here on Earth. So when it comes to crew transportation or cargo transportation, you have to have more than one system, both to retain economic competition as well as safety and redundancy, and that's the best way to deal with failures that inevitably will occur.
The history of the U.S. space program, if you think about maybe the Mercury program or the Apollo program, those are big government programs. And I wonder if private industry has the same kind of stomach for loss that the government had over a very long time.
You know, it's a good question, and I like the context you put it in, because we hear far too often that commercial entities will be less safe than government programs, when exactly the opposite is the case. That you talk about Mercury and Apollo and other programs, they to an extent could suffer failure more easily than a commercial program, because if you look at the activities of these purely commercial entities such as Virgin Galactic, it's their own money, their own investors, and they don't necessarily have the depth of resources, which is why, quite frankly, I think there is at least an equal, if not a stronger focus by these commercial and private sector companies in safety and success. Because if we fail, our jobs go away, the programs go away, and that's not necessarily always the case with, you know, government programs.
Mike Gold, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.